One in four men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime, but some may be too slow-growing to ever actually pose a threat to healthy men. This means that testing for prostate cancer can be tricky, because some men may have a false positive reading. This could result in harmful over-treatment. But a new prostate screening test has been developed at the University of Columbia to distinguish between the genes that actually pose a threat and the genes that are harmless.
My name's Charlie.
My name's John.
I'm Keith.
Ted Knoll's my name.
My name is Ray.
I'm Peter.
Colin Bartlett.
And my name's Milton.
I was diagnosed with prostate cancer July last year.
December.
Late 2009.
2007.
I was diagnosed in 2009 with prostate cancer.
Now, if it hadn't have been for a PSA, I never would have been any wiser because I never had any symptoms at all. So, whether it's accepted or not, I believe it myself that I wouldn't have done a thing because I hadn't known a thing.
The members of the Westmead Hospital Prostate Cancer Support Group meet every third Monday of each month. The current prostate-specific antigen test, or PSA test, can often misdiagnose or pick up cancers that are too slow-growing to ever cause a real threat to healthy men. This may result in needless radiation or hormone therapy and surgery that may lead to major side effects such as erectile dysfunction, incontinence, and even death. Professor David Smith, research fellow at the Cancer Council, agrees.
Overtreatment definitely happens, and partly because the test is not sensitive enough and our treatments are pretty brutal. If there's a test, you should have it and you should detect it early and you're going to be better off in the long run. Prostate cancer at the moment, that's not the case, and it's hard to believe.
But a new gene test may resolve some of the complications when screening for prostate cancer. Clinical medical oncologist and adjunct associate professor of medicine at Monash University, Ian Haynes, believes this new test has the potential to be the holy grail of prostate cancer screening tests.
This genetic test, it looks at three genes and measures the level of those genes, and to see if those genes are expressed, that helps predict which patients who've been diagnosed with prostate cancer may not ever need treatment and may have a disease that is no threat to their life and therefore can be just watched or managed with active surveillance, but almost certainly don't need active treatment.
The new gene test will make it easier to distinguish between harmless passive prostate tumours and the more aggressive prostate tumours. Ian Haynes explains.
We know that if we go into the general population, about one in four men have prostate cancer over the age of about 40 or 50. So prostate cancer has got huge prevalence in our community, but the dangerous type only affects a few men. Probably at the moment, only one of seven men diagnosed with prostate cancer has a disease that will threaten their life. So it's very, very important in research to try and work out who are the six in seven that we're currently diagnosing that don't need treatment, and who are the one in seven that we're currently diagnosing who have a potentially lethal type of the cancer that needs treatment early on that hopefully saves their life.
The Cancer Council is currently looking into trials for alternative methods of screening and has investigated into the use of urine and semen samples to diagnose prostate cancer. David Smith explains.
Many different difficult issues with that, in that you actually have to massage the prostate before ejaculating, and I don't know many screening tests where that sort of procedure or process would be offered that would be either taken up or would be a very easy test to administer.
The consensus is that health professionals should discuss all the benefits and risks of PSA testing, which will allow patients to make a well-informed decision on their course of action. Ian Haynes again.
The diagnosis and treatment of prostate cancer still represents one of the biggest clinical conundrums in Western medicine. It's one of the most controversial areas in cancer and will be for a long while yet. Progress is going to be slow. This is a small step. It's an encouraging step, but it has a long way to go.
That was Ian Haynes, Associate Professor of Medicine at Monash University.